Let's get started. Good evening, everybody. And now I just realized I forgot to change the title to Rashi and Rambam. After all that. Anyways, despite what the title may say, if we can change from last week's Bahag and Razah to this week's Rashi and Rambam. So, perhaps for the source sheet when I post it online, I'll change it and then this joke will become irrelevant. But anyways, back on Chaf Ches Amud Beis.
Are we back in the Gemara?
We're back in the Gemara because we're going to read Rashi again.
Okay.
Now, to refresh our memories in case we didn't remember it, the Gemara asked only about 10 lines down or so, maybe not even. Ma'ol Laharos Ribaylehu, the following question. Ma'ol Laharos Sakin L'chacham B'Yom Tov. What would be the halacha about showing a knife to the Chacham on Yom Tov? Rav Mari Breder of Vizna Shari. Rav Mari, the son of Rav Vizna. Okay, and there's different versions maybe in the Rif, I don't remember. Different names, but it doesn't matter. He allowed it. V'rabanan Asri and the rabbis. Asri to Rav Yosef Amar. Talmud Chacham Ro'a La'atzmo. Mashiel Al-Achirim. Rav Yosef said, you know, a Talmud Chacham is allowed to see it for himself and lend it to others. Says Rashi, what's the problem with doing this on Yom Tov? What could possibly be the problem with showing your knife to a Chacham? Says Rashi, Ma'o Laharos HaTabach Sakin L'Chacham B'Yom Tov Livdok. Is he allowed, is the tabach, the butcher, allowed to show his knife to the chacham on Yontif to check it? Shehitilu chachamim al hatabachim leharos sakin lachacham kodem sheyishchot shum behema. That the rabbi said that the butchers have to show them their knife before they slaughter any animal. Umahu lasos kein biyom tov. Can you do this on Yontif? Mimechsi ku uvda dechol. Is this, does this seem like uvda dechol? The avshamil sashedato limkor b'etlis. Because it's, again, it's inappropriate that it looks like he's intending to sell it in the butcher shop. Olam Echzir, does it not look like that? In which case, it's not an issue of Ovdin Dechol. Now, the truth is, this is not the first time Rashi is going with Ovdin Dechol. In case you don't remember the last Amud, you can look back from top to bottom. But specifically, even in the Mishnah of Ein Mashkizin, we had opinions, Dimishani Biderechol, Dimechzik and Metakin Bechol, Chol, 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 Chol. So therefore, it makes sense that Rashi is continuing this thread. And the truth is, it's also continuing here, it's also placed here, for the same reason that the Rashba said last daf, which I pulled from an earlier shir from last year, that says, right, Ikal Medak. Hech Shanu Hada Ashchaza Gabe Im Nimnin. Why are we talking about knife sharpening by Ein Nimnin Ala Behema? Vechilek Ben Ein Nimnin Uvein Lo Yomar Adam Latabach. Shehin be'inyan echad. Why did this Mishnah altogether break in between it? Right? Shehin be'inyan echad b'chalukas ha-behema. It's talking about splitting up the animal. V'shanav emtsayin mashkizin. Why did it interrupt with sharpening knives? Nearly. Delfish amar chabura achas chebo limrasolim. Ashav zol mipsok damim. Shana gam kein shim bo'u l'shoch tashlo yashkizu ezazakin v'mashkezes. And we would add to the Rajba. V'shanu gam kein that you shouldn't take your knife to a chacham, meaning it all fits in thematically with where we are in the Gemara, and that's why it has it here, and that, I think, is one of the reasons why Rashi is so willing to say that the issue is Uvdin Dechol, just like all these other cases. Now, there are a couple of interesting points that, as we mentioned in the past, Rashi shares with the Rambam, and we'll zoom in on the Rambam a little bit later, but one point is to know, okay, if you look back in the Gemara, about almost exactly one Amud ago. Okay? The fourth line, V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. We discussed at length these two. So, V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tabach Uman Asar Lishkol Basar Biyad. A butcher is not allowed to weigh meat in his hands. V'amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Tabach Uman Asar Lishkol Basar B'mayim. He can't do it in the water. V'amar Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Asar Lasos Beit Yad B'Basar. Right, and we had in that Gemara there, specifically those first two cases, Tabach Uman, there were actually different versions of it. Some people had the Tabach Uman, some people didn't have the Tabach Uman. Some people said it was restricted specifically to a butcher, and others didn't have that gears in the Gemara, and they said it may apply to everybody. It's not necessarily just something that a butcher can't do. Here we kind of have a similar thing with Rashi, because Rashi explains the first word, Mahu Laharos HaTabach Sakin L'Chacham. Rashi, unlike the simple pshat of the Gemara, says that this is limited only to butchers, right? This was one of your causes, Howie, though, back in the day, rallying for the butcher, right? So Rashi's pushing through on his rally for the butcher, and he says this is only a butcher-related halacha. And this is not a diuk that I'm making. This is, I mean, it was a diuk that I made, but it's not only me. You look in the Yamshel Shlomo, you get a whole list of figures. V'chein bagos tashri b'shem or zarua demi perish Rashi mashma davka ha'asui limkor baser be'itlis ar asur laharo sakino b'yamtav dav shemilsa. Dinira karotza limkor baser be'itlis v'davar ze'asur. Aval lishar b'nei Adam. But that's only for a tabach, but for everybody else, mutar laharo sakino l'chach amad kan. Says you read Rashi, it's very straightforward. It's only referring to a tabach. And you know, you could argue to say either that A, that's problematic, right? As we're going to see, a lot of ink was spilled over the Rambam's reason and how it seems to be applicable to everybody, actually. Certainly for Rashi, I mean, the fact that Rashi is limiting the scope of this Isser should also be a source of discussion. It tends not to be a source of discussion. The answer is probably, A, because we already had this idea of Tabach Uman and not Tabach Uman on the previous Amud. I think that definitely contributes to it, and that's why I showed you that Gemara. But additionally, I think that Rashi is saying it's because the idea, in Rashi's understanding, the whole responsibility of having to show your knife to the rabbi was actually only relevant to Shochtim. That's the way Rashi seems to be writing it. If you look in Rashi and our Gemara, Sheitilu chachamim al hatabachim. And the truth is, we didn't see much of an indication of that when we looked at the Zogi a couple of weeks ago. But nevertheless, that's to me why Rashi changes it to a tabach, because he says it's only a requirement for the butchers to do that. However, that's Rashi. What I did find very interesting is that everybody said the Rajba Paskin's like Rashi, the Rajba Paskin's like Rashi, the Rajba Paskin's like Rashi. So I went to go look up the Rajba in Avodas HaKodesh, and I found something very subtle but very important on this topic. And I'm sure it will be easier for you guys to find now that you know what we're talking about. But here's how the Rajba writes this out. In Marin Sakin Lachacham B'Yom Tov, Lefi Shenira Kema'asechol, Kitabach Sherot Zalim Korbasar Be'itlitz. What's the difference between what he's saying and what Rashi's saying?
Masechol, right?
No, Rashi says masechol.
You're saying that everybody shouldn't because it looks like you're being a butcher.
Very good, right? Rather than saying it's only limited to a tabach like Rashi does because it looks like he's going to sell it in the butcher shop, he says, no, an individual can't do it because they're going to look like a butcher who's going to sell it in the shop. It's a very slight difference, and I didn't see people comment on it, but I think that it's absolutely clear from the language of the Rashba, when you look at it twice, that he's talking about everybody, and you're going to look like a tabach. That's the uvda dechol here. Not that you are a butcher, and it looks like you're going to sell it. So I think that that's something that's an improvement in terms of answering this question that we have, and that's why the Rajba changes it in this way. Nevertheless, though, I still do believe that Rashi doesn't think this. I don't think the Rajba is saying Pashut Pshat and Rashi here. By noting this, I think the Rajba is slightly disagreeing with Rashi in having this apply to everybody, which, you know, is an important shita to note then, if this is the shita of the Rajba.
So was that an issue of people thinking that he's going to be a butcher as opposed to knowing he wasn't?
No, I think he's just saying the whole idea of showing your knife was generally something that you did before you did a big shechita batch. Now, knowing that the person is not a butcher may not be enough to say that this action is not an uvdin dechol action. Right?
So, but this is based on assuming everyone shows their knife to the chacham prior to doing it.
Correct, whereas Rashi, I don't think, assumes that. And I think that's where the difference comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, that was one small point I wanted to communicate at first.
Why do we assume Rashi does not hold everyone shows a knife?
Because of the way he says it. Look at his language.
Well, you don't have to... It's not mokrach.
It's not mokrach.
But certainly...
It's certainly mashma that way.
Yeah.
Or is it a cultural thing? The only people that really shechted the thing was the butcher
be.
And not the people didn't shecht that
It
much,
could be.
You know?
And it could be his saying, and it
may a behemoth, a fowl or right. Chickens and stuff like that, they shechted. But a behemoth is much
It could also be along the lines of Laser's point, meaning when we know that this person is not a butcher, we're not going to be choshish for his action to be uvdin dechol in this case. It's certainly a possibility that Rashi held that way and said it's true that everybody has to show their knife to the butcher, to the chacham. Okay, clearly someone's a little bit tired today. Even though everybody has to show their knife to the chacham, Nevertheless, we're not going to think they're going to sell it unless we know that they're a butcher. Right? So I think that's more modifying what you had to say. That's a possibility as well. But when I'm reading Rashi, I see she'itilu chachamim al hatabachim. That's the way I see it, and it could be that Rashi understood the Gzeira there.
If it's with the Gemara, he's giving pshat in the Gemara.
Correct.
That's with the Gemara.
Correct. The problem obviously being, though, right? What's the issue? What's the major issue with Rashi, though? What's Rabbi Yosef's brilliant answer to this question?
That the Chacham could check his own knife.
The Chacham could check his own knife. Do you need a Chacham now? You need it to be the Chacham's knife? No. So he should say, Yisrael no se nesakino l'chacham u'mashilo l'tabach. Right? If that's really going to end up being the case, the fact that you need the Chacham to see his own knife is really very, very highly lavdafka and can really be applied to any Yisrael. So again, it's just something to, it's just something to think about. It's hard to understand Rashi nevertheless, and that's why I think the Rajpa is a bit of a leg up here.
Of Rashi, maybe that a Tabach used to, and later on after this, used to check his own knife. An individual that did not. So he's basically saying that the Chachamim made a Gzeira on the Tabach, that he couldn't check his own knife and he had to give it to a Chacham. And the automatic assumption was that an Adam Pashut, who wasn't an expert, was going to take it to the Chacham no matter what. So when he's saying the Gzeirah is on the Tabach, it's because the Tabach felt he was trained, expert, and didn't need the Chacham.
Yeah, I was actually thinking that too.
That's just a rationale as to why Rashi would say that the Gzeirah was mainly on them. And I think that's...
It was only on them.
Yeah, I think that's very possibly correct. I think that's very possibly correct. By the way, just to answer that question that I just asked, sort of like backhandedly, right? Again, we said, according to Rashi, why would you need Rav Yosef's brilliant answer if Taman Chacham Rola Atzmo Mashil al Achirim? Is, you know, when the Tabach would come with his knife, he'd say, I'm sorry, I can't check your knife, but once you're here, you can borrow my knife. I know it's clean. Right? So, I mean, you could have a similar type situation where that would be the simplest solution for a case that was already taking place, and that's how Rashi could read that Gemara. But I'm just noting that there are some issues. This seems to be a very unique shita of Rashi that we don't see in the other Rishon, and I'm showing that when it's reflected by the Rashban of Avodas HaKodesh, he in fact modifies it to fit his view of who was mechuyev to show their knife to the rabbi. All clear? That's Rashi. Now I ask you another question. According to Rashi, what would be the halacha about nowadays? Nowadays, let's say there's no technical requirement to show one's knife because the chachamim are mochal on kavodam. Does this still apply if it's the practice of butchers to show their knives?
If it's the practice, then it's uvda d'chol.
I think it still remains uvda d'chol, correct. And these are really the three points that I think make Rashi and the Rambam unique, and that here, that they really share these three issues. Issue number one, again, limiting the scope, or broadening the scope of this potential Gezeira. According to Rashi, it shouldn't just be on everybody, it's just on Tabachim. According to the Rambam, it should even apply to the Chacham as well, when we see his Shita in further depth. Same question is, again, they were both influenced by the surrounding Sugya. Right? The Meiri has this wonderful line I have in Ches here, right? He says, Davar halamid meinyano, right? He describes that as the Rambam. Rambam and Rashi both are learning from the surrounding sugyas as to what the Isser is. And thirdly, I mean, you know, we have a question with, as to what would happen nowadays. Last week's shir, we were very, very clear that it's 100%, both for the Rif quoting the Bahag and for the Baal Hamar, that it wouldn't apply nowadays, right? We had the Meiri saying rabbis don't live far away nowadays, and anyways, you don't have to show it to the rabbi of the city, you can just get away with making sure that it's kosher. And we had the Baal Hamar who was saying it's only a matter of making this knife kosher. Nowadays, again, when the rabbi doesn't make the knife kosher by looking at it, that's also clearly inapplicable. Whereas according to Rashi and the Rambam, I think you do have a question of applicability nowadays, despite the gzera of actually showing a knife to a chacham to be irrelevant nowadays. So those are the three elements in which I think they share some questions here, and that's why I grouped these two together and last week's two together as well. So anyways, that Meiri was just to remind me that I wanted to talk about what would happen nowadays. Again, it's a contrast to the Rif and the and the Balamar, we have Rashi, who it would seem to be that this would still apply nowadays, regardless of whether or not there was actually a halachic reason to show one's knife to a chacham. So long as the practice still happened, there would be such a issue. Okay, now we get to the Rambam. For the Rambam, we're going to explore a little bit more and a little bit more in depth. And again, we will make sure to turn over our papers in the right direction. Let's take a look at the Rambam inside. In Mashkiz and Asakam Bashmashkez Shalav, Machadad al Gavi Eitz al Gavi Cheres, O Evan, Vein Morin, Devet al Rabim, Kishul Yoval, Lachadad al Bashmashkez. And right, there's a Rambam hold, it's absolutely aster to sharpen it in its regular metal sharpener. Pamed Varmur, Kishul Lachtuch, Bidocha, Koshinifkama, Vel, Eina, Echol Lachtuch, Klal, In Mashkiz and Osa, Filo al Haet, Shema Yaval, Hashkiz al Bashmashkez. Umipneze, says the Rambam, and based on this halacha of In Mashkiz and Asakin, Bimashkez Shela. Asru lahar osakin lachacham biyom tov, shema tiye piguma, viyomer lo asur lishchot ba mishum pigimasa, viyelech vichadidena bimashchezes. He says, we're very worried, you're going to show it to the chacham, the chacham's going to say, I'm sorry, it's nicked. And therefore it's asur to shecht with it, and we're scared this guy's going to go home and sharpen it. However, vichacham shira'a hasakin le'atzmo, but a chacham who already saw his knife, right? It's interesting the change of tense. He doesn't say, rather, the chacham should be roa the sakin. He says, the chacham shira'a sakin la'atzmo, hareze mashil alam aretz, but he can lend it to an amha aretz. So there's a lot going on in this Rambam. Any diyukim that you guys pick up, other than the one I just mentioned? Who does the Rambam say this gzeira is on?
On the balabas.
More specifically, what type of balabas?
So it was not a perfect.
What are the last two words? What are the last two words?
Am Haaretz.
All of a sudden, we're suddenly worried about Am Haaretz. Mm. What happened to your regular Shmo? Let's say he's not an Am Haaretz. Let's say someone who goes to the Beit Sashir. Is he allowed to now? Number one. Number two, what's this change in tense? Right? Why are we worried that the person's going to sharpen it in this case? Isn't that an isser? And again, if it's an isser, why doesn't that apply to the chacham? Right? Another issue is, generally, how do we view... What do we view?
This is an isser of a Maureen Cain. In other words, it's actually permissible.
Ah, you're stealing my shear over here.
Oh, okay.
No, you're right. I think that there is... I'm going to suggest that that's actually the whole purpose of the sugya. It's not the answer to the Rambam. The Rambam is not following that at all. But that is, I believe, a legitimate read of this sugya, especially in context.
I would have thought it was the Rambam, because he's talking specifically about the sharpening, and he's not talking about Uvda Dechol, and he's not talking about anything else. And even when we learned the Rashba last time, who appeared to say it is Usser, the answer, I can't remember who said it, but what else is he going to write? He's going to say it's really permissible, but Ein Morin came when he writes halacha.
Right.
He has to write halacha.
Well, he writes the Ein Morin over here, but...
only by Mashkiza.
Yeah, but he doesn't say halacha.
Right.
Ein Morin...
Davar Zel Arabim. He says what's mutter, and then he tells you, you can't tell people about it.
Yeah.
The question is also, what's Umipnei Zeh? Right, Umipnei Zeh sounds like... You know, it must be the first halacha that he's talking about. I mean, it's pretty much impossible to say it's talking about the case where it's in it, where you're unable to cut with it, because you're clearly able to cut with this knife if it, you know, it has to be inspected by the rabbi. The other big difference, which I think a lot of people miss here, is that what was the reason for showing your knife to the chacham? Was it about finding nicks? No, it was about the kavod of the chacham.
Yeah, maybe we'll be talking about that.
Right. It's interesting, but anyways, just something to note. Okay, now we can get into, now that we've got about 7 questions on the Rambam, we can try to look at how people have dealt with them in the past. First of all, another question that we had, which is, a lot of people had questioned the Rif, specifically the Balamor questioned the Rif, but others asked this question as well, which is that the Rif's reason was about taking it chutz l'tchum. And famously, everybody said, what kind of business is this? You're making gzera on a derabanan. So the question arises, what about the Rambam? Is sharpening a knife on Yontif, deoraisa, or derabanan? So that actually depends on how you learn Pshat in the Rambam. If you'll remember, the day that we didn't have a source sheet, but we learned through the Beis Yosef, we actually touched on a couple of possibilities. So if you read through the Beis Yosef quickly here, and the truth is, it's already getting later than I would like. It's already getting a little bit later than I would like, so I'll just summarize it. But basically, one opinion, the simple opinion of everybody other than the Magid Mishnah, is to say that Mida Oraisa, the Halacha, actually follows Rabbi Yehuda, and Mida Oraisa would actually be permitted to sharpen in a sharpener. Nevertheless, there's an Isser D'Rabbanan here because it's not really Tzarech Ochel Nefesh, and therefore, you know, even though the Rambam would technically say that it's okay, Mida Oraisa, Mida Rabbanan is the reason why he asks to sharpen it in its Mashchezes. However, V'das HaRav HaMagid, Dilarif V'Rambam, less Hilchasak Rabbi Yehuda, Bishum Machshirin. However, the Magid Mishnah holds that we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and in fact we paskin lechatchila like the Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, machshiri ochal nefesh, if I'm sharpening a knife, you could be dealing potentially with an Isser D'Oraisa. Certainly if it's unfit, but maybe even if it's fit, you can, you know, depending on what you're considering here, but you do have the possibility of it leading to a D'Oraisa of sorts. So it's less hard, according to that opinion, to say that according to the Rambam, we would make a gzera of showing a knife, Shema yavo l'chad d'dabba mashchezes, because again, it can eventually reach a d'oraisa, according to his opinion. According to the standard opinion, it's hard to understand why the Rambam would be worried about this. And in fact, they'll counter by saying it's all about anam ha'aretz. And by the way, if you look at the Meiri here, the Meiri puts this into his reading of the Gemara. Ein am haaretz rashe laharos sakin lechacham b'yom tov. V'chein ein tamid chacham rashe levadko le'am haaretz. The Meiri has just taken the Rambam and revolutionized the Gemara. Right? Rather than just being a regular case in the Gemara, he says it has to be talking about an am haaretz. Perhaps partially that's motivated by the fact that we really have to be worried if it's not going to be an Isser D'Oraisa. Now, I don't know what the Meiri holds in the Rambam. I don't remember. But seemingly, this is something that helps if you're just going to say it's a worry for Ami Haaretz, that for Ami Haaretz, we could be worried about a lot of things that we wouldn't make a sort of a general gzeira on. And perhaps that's part of why he says it. But nevertheless, says the Meiri, Nechleku b'mefarshim v'usha gedolei ha-mechabram, which is the Rambam, Pir Shatam, Shem Atim Sebeguma, v'yeser lo lishchot ba, v'yavol ha-shchisa, v'raya etzli b'perish zavarzeh. And he says, what's the proof to this? Right, v'perish zavarzeh ha-lamed me'inyano, as we said. The Rambam gets this from the surroundings. Udal harabanan pirshu mipnush, right? Mipnei shehu harasha ve'av shamilsa shadavar domek harotza lishchart limkor be'itliz v'ariyu kumasechol. Okay, fine. There's that element of it.
Okay. They can't shecht it until the rabbi has seen it and said it's a good knife.
Yes.
Okay. So now he's seen, this guy owns one knife or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
The rabbi has seen it and says it's not a good knife.
Mm-hmm.
Even if he goes and sharpens it now,
mm-hmm.
and shechts the animal, mm-hmm. the animal is not kosher.
This is a good question. Okay. That's part of what I was trying to get at, is the Rambam is entirely omitting the fact that the purpose of going to the rabbi is because of kavod and not because of the pigima.
Okay, forget about kavod for 1 second.
Yeah.
It is he's going to the rabbi for kavod,
mm-hmm.
but any shechita, the knife has to be checked beforehand by someone who's knowledgeable. If we're talking about Aretz, he's not knowledgeable to check his own knife.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no benefit in him sharpening it, because he can't shaft it until he shows it to the rabbi again. He's going to show it to the rabbi a knife that the rabbi said, do not sharpen, it's Aser.
So, I think you're assuming two things. We don't know what the Aretz knows and doesn't know. So first of all, any question that you ask, I can just be like, he's an Aretz, he's stupid. In terms of what the Amaretz might think, I could see a very legitimate, well-meaning person, say the rabbi says, there's a nick over here, I'll go sharpen it, it'll be fine. I don't know that we're so worried about him coming back. I'll say, the rabbi saw it, he said, there was a nick there, but I sharpened it. Can't you see something like that happening?
Not if the rabbi tells him. There's a nick, it's yonta, the rabbi says, there's a nick, you can't use that knife, you can't shech.
You're assuming that's what the rabbi told him.
Well, the Rambam says the Yomer lo aser lishchot ba mishum pigimasa.
Mishum pigimasa. So he'll say, okay, I'll go sharpen it, and I'll show it to the rabbi again. See if it's good enough for him now.
Right.
It's an amara.
I'm just finding it a little.
No, I mean, look. If you were a rabbi, I mean, I understand. If you were a rabbi, that's
practically speaking,
him,
exactly,
you would tell him,
"Don't sharpen it."
Don't sharpen it.
Or would you?
That's what I'm asking. Would you actually tell him that?
I wouldn't tell him that. Mm. You know why?
Well, Hanukkah Israel, without you shocking him.
We'll see at the end of this year. Anyways,
okay.
I mean, there are also legitimate ways in which you can sharpen on Yantip, right? We're almost forgetting that, but you can sharpen it on a tree.
Yeah, but the Rambam says not to Shema. I mean, that was interesting to me. Because first he says, Bamed Dorim, says, First, he says that you don't tell people that you can do it because then he may use the sharpener.
Mm-hmm.
Shema yavo lashkizamach b'machshet u'mipnei zeh asur laharot l'sakim l'chacham b'yom tov shema tia b'gumam b'yom.
I already addressed that. That's not the case. Mipnei zeh is going on the first case. How do you know? He literally says oshenifkama. He literally says, if it had a b'gam in it. You can't avoid that and say it's suddenly going on the second case. It's just not realistic. Read to the Rambam. Right, you see where he says Osha Nifkama. That's in the first case. So you cannot say that the Mipnei Zeh is going on the non-Nifkama case.
But then he again says, at the end says, Mishum Pigimata Vielech Viachadetena Bamash Chesed.
Yeah. That's referring to the first case, right over there. Shalo Yavo Lechadet Abamash Chesed. I see. No, I don't think that's a possible read of the Rambam. He's going on the second case. Yeah, sorry.
Okay, I hear.
Right.
I'm just saying that's how it struck me.
Right. I also thought of it at first, and I looked back, and I said, really, really sad. Like, you can't, but you can't get out of that.
Yeah.
But I think some of these issues will be addressed, as we move forward. Let's go back to the order of order that we laid things out here, and we'll really deal with some of the issues. Okay, it says the Magen Mishnah. V'yesh mi shehikshal tam rabenu shenira mimenu shelo neser ela la'am haaretz uv'gemara nizkarstam. What happened? Why? Where did the Rambam pick up am haaretz from? V'ein zo kushia. Ooh, Magid Mishnah is saying, firing back. Shekevan shehis kiru shetamen chacham ru'a la'atzma u'mash ila mimela shelo astru ela liros la'am haaretz. What's he answering here? It's a very sort of brisker answer, because as we're going to see, people are going to go asking on the Rambam that it's strange. Why is this any more mutter for a Talmud Chacham than for a regular person? And why is a regular person any different than Am Haaretz? And if you're going to say the regular person is different than Am Haaretz again, why does the Gemara have to say where the Rabbi Yosef's brilliant idea is Talmud Chacham Ro'a La'atzmo? Let him take the knife of a non-Am Haaretz. Again, why do you need a Talmud Chacham? But anyway, says the Magen Mishnah, we see from the fact that the Gemara mentioned the Talmud Chacham doesn't have to worry about this, that it's only relevant to an Am Haaretz. The Magen Mishnah says, you have one of two choices. Either you're an Am Haaretz or a Talmud Chacham. If you're a Talmud Chacham, you're good to go. Why? We see you can see it for yourself if you're a Talmud Chacham. And if you're an Am Haaretz, well then, we don't trust you, and we're scared you're going to come to do this Avera. Right? And he says, and he says, it makes sense. That's the reason why the Chacham's allowed to do it, because it's all a concern about sharpening. Anyways, that's what he... and he says, Lemaisa, the sharpening concern makes sense. Are we worried about a Talmud Chacham sharpening? No.
But a Talmud Chacham could sharpen it.
On certain surfaces, he knows what he can do. Yeah. On the other hand, in Amaris, we are worried that he's going to do it.
So once you say that, then the sort of like there's the Russia, the Beinoni, and the Tzaddik, and the Beinoni meaning all of us, right?
He says there is no Beinoni. There's Talmud Chacham, and there's
Amaretz. Okay, but that. for me that doesn't fit in Marin can, which mean is right. I mean, really not
you,
talking about
you guys are all going in the direction which I wanted to go, which is to talk about how this case can be a manifestation of Ein Morin Kin, and again, we'll see how I develop it, but it's very similar to how you guys are approaching it. I just don't think it's Pshat in the Rambam. But anyways, notes from Eliyashiv here, you know, and he you know, gives another possibility. V'tzarach lomar today, de'ein tzarach lachush b'stama, de'irash ha'sakinu ein orai v'yitzaknet, V'yitakna b'yom tov. V'rak pa'am areth jehalach la'arosa l'chakam merchak rav chayshinan sheyitakna b'yom tov kadesh shelo tiyeh halichasa l'shav. Rabbi Yashiv corrects something that we might have been thinking. And what he says is, it's not a concern of a mistake. We're not worried about the am ha'aretz being an am ha'aretz. Like, oh, I didn't know it was usher to put my knife in the sharpener on yantif. That's not what we're worried about, he says. And I think he's absolutely correct with this. He says, we're worried that this am ha'aretz who's schlepping out to the chacham is going to be like, I didn't walk all this way to hear that my knife had a pigam in it. I'll fix it up. Right? Meaning, he can't suffer these sort of, you know, the loss of time and energy that, what, I schlepped all out here to hear that my knife is puzzle? No way. No way. Absolutely not. And then he goes and sharpens it. It says, good, now I can use it to shecht. And I think that's a possibility to explain the Rambam, certainly so. Now you can turn over your paper the awkward way. Now here we get the real big discussion. The Lechem Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah goes back and forth on each of these different details that we've really discussed so far. Offers a number of answers. If you want, we can run through it. How much time do we have? Yeah, we have the time for it. Okay, we'll take maybe 5-10 minutes, and then we'll quickly run through the end. Okay. Okay, so far that was just quoting what the Magid Mishnah asked, which was again, where did he get Talmud Chacham Am Haaretz from? The Kasha. D'im kein le'el b'perek sheni. Shekasav Rabbeinu Zal. Lefikach aser liros mumei kachim. Gzira shem yatir machacham. Amai lo hikshu sham de lafit tamze eno oster lahar tabachar lachacham ela la am haaretz mipnech shekishe yatu lo achacham yavo v'yishkot avla tamun chacham shelo yishkot lo dum yadahach lo dum yadahacha. So he asks, right, that basically, why don't we apply this svara to other cases as well? If you're really going to say that something is different for a tamun chacham and for a am haaretz, so we should always say, when the Chacham knows that he's not going to do something wrong, so we let the Chacham do it. And the Amaretz who doesn't know, we won't let him do it. Why is this Chiluk only appearing here in our case? Let it appear in other cases as well. V'imkein amaylo chilku sham b'gemara bein Talmud Chacham la'amaretz. V'sham leka l'taretz k'moshu tiretz kana Rav HaMagid. And there you can't even answer what the Rav HaMagid did. D'sama chamashem v'shu Talmud Chacham ro'a la'atzmo. That here it specifically states that Talmud Chacham is allowed to, so we know that everybody else who's Am Haaretz is not allowed to. Wrong. Because there it doesn't say that. So according to the Svara of the Rambam, gezeros such as these should be limited to whom? To Amei Haaretz in general. What's the difference between this case and any other case? And he continues, V'odani Tama Alikra Kushyazu. Right?
Which question?
Of the Magid Mishnah.
Right.
Right? The imkein bechol hagzeros shegazru chachamim amay lo chilku b'tam haaretz haaretz. Kamo le'el b'perek rishon. This is really where we were going with this. Shegazru al kol beitz hashenol dam yomtev v'tiltulu v'achila. Shelo yavo l'taltev v'le'echol. Beitz hashenol dam yishav b'sachar yomtev. Zihateinach. And he says, let's think of that case. Right? Classic gzera that we have. Okay? Beitz hashenol dam yomtev. Right? We don't want you to take and to eat a beitz hashenol dam yishav b'sachar yomtev. Right? He says, teinach lama haaretz sheyavo l'echol. That's okay for an Am Haaretz who's going to do this. Afal Talmud Chacham lo asi lemiti v'chein bechol hagzeros domos lezo. So basically, his question is, in short,
do we have an elitist society?
Exactly. If we're Rambam saying this gzera, which is literally your classic textbook gzera, we're worried that someone's going to do an avera based on something, you know, based on another action, and therefore we tell them they can't do the first action because they might do the second. So what about every other gzera in the world? How come here, basically, we're being mechalek between a Talmud Chacham and an Am Haaretz? Ela vaday de chachamim lo chilku bein Am Haaretz le Talmud Chacham. She'agzera hi kolelas bimkein mazeh sheikshu al Rabbeinu Zalkan. Right? So you're saying, what's this question? Really, the question is, why is this different from all other gzeros? Right? That's basically the question that he's asking, is why is this gzero different from all other gzeros? Not, you know, why is it that he wrote Am Ha'aretz here, and it's because of the Talmud Chacham and the Gemara, but he says like this, V'yish Lomar, essentially he's asking the same question. Divadai afal pishe b'chol ha'mekomos ratzish chamash ha'gzero tiya kolelas kan So he says the question that we should be asking is not, right? It's basically the question that we should be asking is, I should say, not rather is not. He's saying clearly from the Gemara, we do see a Talmud Chacham is exempt, we should be asking why. We shouldn't be just randomly saying an Am Ha'aretz is not that way. Clearly the rabbis intended in all those cases to make a, what he calls a gzera koleles, a general gzera, whereas in our case, clearly the rabbis intended to exempt certain parties, meaning Talmidei Chachamim. Right? Now the question is, why here did they decide to be more makil? That's the way he's rephrasing this question. Really, all this until now is moot in the point of him asking this question. He's ambushed other ways of asking this question, but essentially the question is the same. Why here are we more makil? Okay. Od efshar. Dibachol ha-mekomos kazrin afilu b'tamon chacham shiyor la'atzimu heter v'yavo v'yishchol bo b'yam o b'beitza shiyochal afilu shayyam t'v'achar shabbos trim di efshar b'lav hachi. He says, or it's possible that in other places, right, we told the Talmud Chacham, we're worried about a Talmud Chacham that he'll actually be more a heter for himself. Says the Lacha Mishnah, very nice teretz. He says, the Chacham knows that it's mutter to sharpen it with a wooden sharpener. So why would he ever go ahead and do an Avera? However, the Am Ha'aretz, he doesn't know and about any heterim, about any isurim, so he will actually go and sharpen it b'mashchezes. But since the Talmud Chacham knows that you're allowed to sharpen it on a tree, he's not going to end up doing an avera here, and that's why in this particular case, it's different than we say Talmud Chacham ro'a la'atzmo, because the Talmud Chacham would never come to do the actual avera here. Okay? Then he goes on to Chutz L'Tchum, and we can leave this alone. And again, basically it's, right? I mean, basically, that's the point of his answer here. He gives this answer to say that all other places we say a Talmud Chacham may just as easily slip up as an Am Ha'aretz and maybe being more adjured to himself, it's not about the lack of knowledge. But here, knowing something makes you not be over the Isser. Why? Because if you know that it's mutter to sharpen your knife on a tree, you're not going to go ahead and sharpen it in a sharpener. Okay, and that's following the opinion of the Rambam. This is a nice teretz to the Rambam.
Okay. Why doesn't anyone concentrate on the part that says a mashila lehayrim? You have three opinions. You have Mary Braid Rav Bizna that says that you're allowed to look at the knife.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Rabbanan that say it's Asur. Mm-hmm. And then we have the Rav Yosef Amar Tamin Chacham Ra'ay Letzmo mashila lehayrim.
Yeah, everybody's focusing on that.
No, but the key is that he's trying to say it's permissible and just giving another way of making it permissible. The key here is you want the person to be able to shep the animal,
mm-hmm.
and so he's devised a way to make it permissible.
That's
and
correct.
That's why this case would be different than the other cases, because here the Chacham is not doing it for himself. He is doing it...
And why shouldn't that apply to other cases?
Because the gzera was made, it's something that could be usur. Here it's something that's actually mutar. It could be done in
any
a permissible...
Any gzera is on something that's mutar.
They're afraid of something that is usher will occur. So
yes.
Uh-huh. Here, there is nothing usher to occur.
Sharpening your knife in a sharpener is not usher?
Yeah, but...
It can be done
but
in
it's one step. There's one, like
well, that's his point. Lo shavik etera v'achal isura.
Right.
That's exactly his point. That's exactly what he's saying in this Lacha Mishnah. That is literally his words, right? Lo shavik etera v'achal isura.
Okay, I'm just adding the point that... The point is that mashila l'chevrim... In order so the Am Ha'aretz doesn't go back and try and sharpen it, you're giving him another method.
Yes, but that method is only applicable because the Talmud Chacham has a way of performing this
That's
action.
Right.
Okay, fine then, we're on the same page. Two more points from Rabbi Akiva Eger, which I think will actually bring out.
When it says Ro'ela Atzma, does it I guess the Mashila means it has to be his knife.
Mm-hmm. And that's why we had this question as to what about a regular Joe Schmo? Two more questions as we wind down for the day. And Rabbi Akiva Eger here. They're both kind of funny questions, but they're Rabbi Akiva Eger type questions. Ma'ol laharasakin, Rabbanan Asri, Baraman, Perik Dalad al Chatesu, Vivneze Asri laharasakin, Lachacham, Yom Tashem, Shiyiti, Abigum, Avyor lo Asri, Lishchot Ba, Mishim Kim Asri, Vilachi, Zen, Avichulu. Quotes the Rambam. Vikashali asks Rabbi Akiva Eger, in only a very Rabbi Akiva Eger sort of fashion, Afti Yizahar Velo Yashchi Zenu, even though he, let's say, the Amharitz is going to be very careful, right? Mikomakam Avar Betiltul Mukza, Desakit Shal Shchita, Shiyifkam lo Chazi Klum, Shepagam lo Chazi Klum, Bitzarach Ian. So if you have a shechita knife, you're not using it to chop your vegetables. It's useless. It's good for shechita or nothing. So he says, if it has a pekam in it, how are you going to get out of the Isra of Mukza? And he leaves it off, Tzarachim. He doesn't have an answer for that. Now, again, you could sort of answer that's a derabanan, and it's unlikely that there will be something wrong with it. I would admit, though, that it seems to be a pretty strong kasha in terms of the likelihood of this happening. Meaning, let's say this happens in 1 out of 10 cases. Are we not going to stop people from doing this because of that? I mean, there really is a muktzah issue here. On the other hand, you know, I mean, you may need to look within Hilchos Muktzah.
Yeah, I mean, any kli you're using during Shabbos or Yontif, right, could break, and then it becomes muktzah because it can't use it.
But, was it broken before Yontif? Meaning likely that it was already Beimash Mashos broken. And you only have the opportunity to fix it on Yom Tov.
So now, that's a Yom Tov.
Right. Now, again, is there a possibility that it would be considered chazi since you're technically able to sharpen it on a tree? Possibly. I don't know. I don't know enough Hilchos Muktzah to know to answer his question. But whether or not the Lechem Mishnah's answer can answer his question is
kasha.
Fair.
Well, that's a good kasha.
That's what I'm saying. It's a good kasha.
About what you just said.
Well, it's useless for
is
you.
The
because there's a possibility that you can could fix do it. Something, you fix it.
Correct. I don't know enough about Hilchos Muktzah to say whether or not that would legitimately make it unmuktzah. But certainly a possibility, the Lechem Mishnah's answer would answer that as well. Or you could just disagree with his premise, I think you're about to say, which is so chop the one that we just saw one line ago, that you can sharpen it on the tree.
Well, I was going to say that if you have a steak that's already cooked, you can use it for your steak.
Right, whatever. I mean, you can argue, correct. You can argue on his premise as well and say a chalaf is not just used for shechting live animals, and therefore maybe it is useful, even if it has a pigam. Again, I could hear it, you know, I really don't know.
It looks Machmas
Chisaron Kiss.
I don't think so.
Well, I mean, that wouldn't apply to Yontif.
I think they bring that down in the Shulchan Aruch. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah,
they talk about Ismail Shel Shchita, but it's certainly not. I mean.
No, I'm just saying that. But that's.
What I mean, what are you worried about? What's the Chisaron Kiss? Someone's going to be pogemit. Well,
no, because of the knife. The
it was really set aside for something.
It's a very special type of knife.
Right. I don't know enough about Hilchos Muktzah to answer this question, but I think there are a few avenues that could be, you know, sort of approach in answering it. But in general, I mean, it is hard to understand that if this is really the concern here, and not that we know that the knife is 100% good, and that we're giving it to the Chacham just to sort of give it a seal of approval, obviously then this question falls off. And we're not worried about Muktzah at all because we know the knife is good. The guy checked it at home.
But even if it's questionable, the guy thought it was good. Otherwise, he wouldn't be schlepping all that way out to the road.
Wrong! Kavod Arav!
No, but you wouldn't take it.
Yeah.
Yes, you had to. That's exactly the Gzera. The Gzera is because of Kavod Arav, even though you know 100% it's kosher. Right? And I was thinking of bringing up that...
That means anyone who brings the knife thinks it's kosher.
We're going to bring that, and that's why I think it's so shocking that he says that in the next line, and this would answer his question. Yes?
I'm saying, he would not have thought that the pagam would have made the knife not usable, because he was bringing the knife to the chacham to get the approval.
Yes.
So it wasn't muktzah when he carried it. He thought it was a functioning knife.
No, it just means he did muktzah without knowing. I mean, it does, but the fact is he also can't get it back. Right? I mean, listen, you can add in the Amharis here as the fudge factor for everything. That's the truth. But anyways, okay. Continues Rabbi Akiva Eger. Uve ikar hayesod demashma de tamach shara sakin laatzmo kodem yantef shara laatzmo sakin kodem yantef de aster laharas sakino yantef lachacham de tzarach laharas mipnei kvoda shel chacham v'cheinu lehedya belavush. Okay, so first of all, why doesn't, you know, without the Rambam saying that it's about all about worrying about a pigam, I mean, it would be very hard to justify that stance for anybody else. Mitam shel shema yivtze pagum v'yashkizenu hamidina muter lechal abaster below re'iyas chacham. Says Rabbi Akiva Eger. One second, if we're looking back at that sugya, excuse me, the chacham is technically allowed to be mochal on his kavod, and therefore if the butcher saw it and checked the knife beforehand, midina lealacha is allowed to shecht, and it's fine. Right? Because the chacham be mochal on kavod. V'im kein le'inyan trefos machzakinu levanai shachar b'dikas tabach in bo pegima. And lemaisa, he says, we consider it that there is nothing wrong with the knife once he checks it. We consider it a vadai. So he says, "Imkein ech shayach shema yimtza pagun." Kevan the machzakin levadai shein bapegima. Imkein bevadai lo yimtza hachacham pegima. So he says, but if this is the halacha, and he says, I bring it to you from a levush, tzarach iyun gadol on the Rambam. How can we possibly be worried that you're going to find a pegam? And he says, I have no answer to this question. This is really one of the questions that was bothering us, which is, if really, the concern about a tavach bringing their knife to the rabbi is about the kavod, and we know that it's kosher, and we bring it for the stamp of approval, the Rambam makes no sense. But
he's talking about Amar.
Except, you could answer, that's not a bad answer, but I would say you have a better answer. Rabbi Akiva Eger didn't come to Shir 2 weeks ago, and I, you know, maybe he didn't learn the Rambam the same way that I did and that we did then. But if you look at the Rambam Hilchos Shechita, what does the Rambam say? Kol tamach shelo barak asakin shelo sheshochet ba lifnei chacham v'shochet ba latzmo bod kenosa. Im nimtzeis yafe v'duka menada nosa lefi sheyismoch al atzmo pamacheres. V'tiye peguma v'yishchot bav. Im nimtzeis peguma mavir nosa menada nosa machrizen al zvaz shiachat shu trefa. The Rambam, as we said, completely omitted the halacha of the Gemara of showing it to him v'pnei kavodo. And people try to come up with, again, these sort of half-hearted excuses. Well, the Rambam is saying in combination with that fact. Lemaisa, you read the Rambam simple and plain. Why do you need to show your knife to the Chacham? It's because the Chacham has to check for a pegam. In the Rambam's world, this doesn't exist. This levush doesn't exist. The reason of the Gemara is simple and straightforward. You're bringing it to the rabbi because you're bringing it to the rabbi. And with that, Rabbi Akiva Eger's question is just irrelevant. It's completely irrelevant. The Rambam's talking about, no. You are bringing this to the rabbi because you want the rabbi to check it. So it's not all about covenant. It's just simply not, according to the Rambam. And therefore, his question falls off. And therefore, again, you see why, according to him, it's this chashash. And you don't have a chashash of going out of town because you just need to get it checked. And that's why we're willing to so easily be mechalei between Talmud Chacham and Amaretz. If you're the type of person who knows how to check the knife, you're called a Talmud Chacham. And there's no concern of the pegam. Notably, as we mentioned, it also could be that he checked it beforehand, right? And he's saying he checked it before Yantif. That's also something to talk about. But anyways, I think this is important to answer this question of Rabbi Akiva Eger, to say not the first question, but the second question, that there is a legitimate concern that the Talmud Chacham is going to find a pegam, because we're talking about a very generic form of Talmud Chacham and Am Aretz, namely those who know how to check knives and those who don't. That's really the only two people existing according to the Rambam here. And again, we tried to answer the other questions. This Lecha Mishnah, again, is extremely helpful to say that, again, the Talmud Chacham will be lo shavik hater v'achal isura. But nevertheless, I wanted to make one more suggestion, which you guys already suggested about 12 times during this year. So at this point, it's not new to you. But if you're reading the Gemara, if you read our Gemara, what are the last words before the question? V'kasavar halacha v'ein morinkin. We're talking about the inyan of halacha v'ein morinkin. And you could read this like the Rambam, you could read it like Rashi, you could read it like the Bahag, you could read it like the Baal Hamar. But if we instead say, not like the Rambam, let's take one of the other Rishonim, let's say someone like the Rush. Okay, let's say you have the Rush. The Rush held in our sugya, Midina, is it permitted to sharpen a knife in a sharpener? Anybody remember?
I'll say yes.
Yes, says the Rush, Medina's right. 100% mutter, right? And the Ron says no. The Rush says yes.
Yes.
100% to sharpen in a sharpener. Where does he get that? He looks at that Gemara that we just read, Asifsa, right? Asfasa derechaya. You're sharpening it on stone. No difference between the stone and the sharpener. No difference between the stone and the stone. What's the reason why you can't do it on Yantif? Is halacha ve'ein morin king. You can't tell people about it. Can you do it? Yes. Perhaps the difference between the Talmud Chacham and the Am Haaretz here, or not the Am Haaretz, but just the regular person who comes to you, is not because we're worried that he's going to come and do it. We're not worried that he's going to come and do it. It's a question of if you tell him that his sakin is something wrong with it, that's almost like morin king. So you can't really tell him, you know, there's something wrong with it, but don't sharpen. But you can't really tell them there's something wrong with it, but do sharpen. You're in a quandary. So what do? You take out your own knife. You say, here, this one's good. And if that's the case, that would actually fit right in with what we know the halachos to be about halacha ve'in morin king. If we'll go back to the shir, and I brought you one source here, right? But there's really like a certain balance. Like, what do you do in cases like these? So perhaps that was what the Gemara is trying to figure out here. Can you tell him? Can you see his knife? Or do we say, you know what, we don't want him bringing you the knife because then you're going to get into an awkward situation. Halacha v'morinkein, in morinkein. One says yes, one says no. The other one says just get out of the problem. Just give him your own knife. Why? Because there's no problem of, again, giving him your own knife. It's just a way out of this halacha v'in morinkein problem. I think that's actually a very legitimate read of the Gemara, which I'm surprised I didn't see more people bringing up in the course of conversation. Now, whether or not you can fit that in the Rambam, that's harder to say.
But it seemed to, when it says in Morin Kane, it seemed to just want to run away from it and say, well, once we said it's us, sir, in Morin Kane, we don't want to have anything more to do it, and we're going to look at it always as a home run, right?
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
Yeah, kind of.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know.
Well, it starts out as a solution.
It's a solution.
It starts out as a solution, and now it's a standard operating procedure.
Right, so we don't hold for Morin Kane.
Right.
We don't hold... In Morin Kane, it's just... But yes, right. That was in the Gemara, but right now it's always Aser.
Right. But and Rabbi Yosef's just coming to tell you that a Talmud Chacham actually seeing the knife, there's absolutely nothing wrong with seeing it.
Right.
It's just simply we're worried about the Psak Halacha that may come out from this. And that could be, I think, a read of the Gemara, which is, you know, again, I didn't see much on it, but I think is a very interesting read in context, just like we saw from Rashi and the Rambam, and would answer a lot of the questions that we had on them. Mind you, again, you'd still have to be going within a Rambam-type shita, that you're bringing it to the Chacham to be checked, not because of the Kvod HaChacham, but rather because that there would be some concern of a Pagam, which I'm not sure that's the case, and that's why I would tend to follow someone like Rashi, the Balamor, the Ba'ag, for that reason alone, to say that, you know, Lemaisa, we hold that the reason you bring it to a Chacham is because of the Kavod HaChacham. Nevertheless, this is something that would come out of this. So yeah, one last note is that according to the Rambam, by the way, Bizman Azeh, 100% this would apply.
Right.
There's no question about it. I mean, there's no way that you can say that Bizman Azeh, this doesn't happen, because it's literally a concern that's just as relevant today as was, you know, 8,000 years ago or so. Anyways, Shkoyach.